Save big money on your next project now at Menards. Update your home with low-maintenance vinyl windows from JELD-WEN. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on JELD-WEN windows now at Menards. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by JenJag.com. I'm Jordan DeLugo. Thanks for tuning in. Got an update for y'all. Jawan Taylor, Jaguars starting right tackle since 2019 when he was selected by the team in the second round out of the University of Florida. He's moving on, and he's moving on to the Kansas City Chiefs. 4 years, $80 million the Chiefs are reported to be paying Jawan Taylor, who will be playing for a team other than the Jaguars for the first time in his career, and it's going to be the team the Jaguars lost to in the divisional round of the 2022 playoffs, a team that the Jaguars struggled with, quite frankly, in 2022. And it is an interesting one. Jawan, in the first matchup in Kansas City during the regular season, he struggled a little bit, but round two, he did really well in the playoffs, and I think the Chiefs noticed that. I think they noticed how consistent he was throughout the year. And he really was. He was one of the most consistent pass-protecting right tackles in football. Of course, not a dominant run blocker by any stretch of the imagination. But Jawan Taylor moving on to Kansas City, he certainly upgrades their pass protection on the right side of that offensive line. Andrew Wiley, their starting right tackle in 2022, moved on to Washington following Eric Bieniemy. We've now gotten word that it looks like from Ian Rappaport that the Chiefs are going to be moving on from Orlando Brown. There's speculation that perhaps they're interested in Laremy Tunsil from Houston. So the Chiefs, they might be looking to bolster their offensive line even further. They did a tremendous job over the last few years since they lost to Tampa Bay in that Super Bowl of putting that offensive line back together, and now looks like they're trying to further fortify. And so for the Jaguars, it's going to be really difficult now to have the same level of quality that you had at the tackle position in 2022 and 2023, because now you've lost Jawan Taylor. So you've got Walker Little and Cam Robinson, two guys you feel pretty damn good about, but you're missing a third guy, which is what you had in 2022, a guy like Walker Little as your third player. So do they go attack that in the draft? Do they bring in a prospective free agent to kind of fortify that role, fortify the third offensive tackle spot in Jacksonville? We'll see. This does go and show you, though, that the Jaguars aren't dropping big money on Jawan Taylor. Are they going to be able to afford other free agents, in-house free agents? You know, Arden Key, he's said to have a really big market. We just heard that Trey Herndon is also expected to move on from the Jaguars. He's having interest from New York Giants and San Francisco 49ers, a couple other teams. Josina Anderson reported that. So there's a lot of interest in the Jaguars guys from around the league. Jawan Taylor, again, 4 years, $80 million with Jaguars AFC rivals, the Chiefs, team that beat them twice last year, team that beat them in the playoffs. So it's been an interesting start to free agency for the Jacksonville Jaguars. There's been more outgoing than incoming in terms of news, and that's to be expected with a team that has just about $7 million in salary cap space. Not a ton to work with if you're the Jaguars when it comes to that salary cap. And as I'm sitting here, the phone's buzzing off the hook. It is free agency frenzy, as NFL Network calls it. So we have some more information here. Jawan Taylor is expected to play left tackle for the Kansas City Chiefs, according to James Palmer. And this is live as we're recording, so you're going to be getting this news just as I am. James Palmer of NFL Network Jawan Taylor is expected to play left tackle for the Kansas City Chiefs. Very interesting news there. Doesn't change anything from the Jaguars' perspective, per se, but kind of surprising that the Jags, or excuse me, that the Chiefs are going to roll with him at left tackle when he has zero experience on that side of the ball for the Jaguars. Zero experience in the NFL at left tackle. Really interesting stuff, but this does mean the Jaguars have a little bit of a hole, at least in terms of depth on that side. And when you've seen Walker Little play his best when he's been entered into the lineup, it has been at left tackle, which is where Cam Robinson is currently the starter and certainly getting paid a lot. He's the Jaguars' biggest cap hit in 2023. So there's a lot of interesting ways that this could go for the Jaguars, but as of right now, I think you would say Cam Robinson, Jaguars starting left tackle, Walker Little, Jaguars starting right tackle. I think you can feel pretty good about that. I think there's some question as to the drop-off in terms of the level of play between what you saw from Jawan Taylor in 2022 and what Walker Little will be able to provide you in 2023. So we'll see how it plays out there, but certainly a massive, massive domino in this free agency frenzy. Of course, the legal tampering period is open, started at noon on Monday, March 13th today, and will go until Wednesday when the league year officially opens at 4 p.m. Teams will be allowed to officially sign these players. Of course, all of this is not official yet. All these moves that are going to be announced over the next 24, 48 hours, whatever it is, they will not be official until the league year starts. And I'm just checking the phone to make sure that there's nothing else coming down the pike here on the Jaguars' current situation. Yeah, I'm not seeing much other than, you know, folks are starting to talk about the potential compensatory pick, which is super likely to happen now at this point. In fact, it's almost guaranteed for 2024. As the Jaguars are losing Jawan Taylor in free agency to a four-year, $80 million contract, that's going to allow them to get their first compensatory pick in what I will believe be 14 years next year. So that will be obviously something to look forward to in the 2024 NFL draft. But for 2023, a season where the Jaguars are looking to, you know, establish themselves as the clear force in the AFC South, right? It took them until week 18 to establish that last year. They want to establish themselves early in the 2023 season. They want to try to compete for some home field advantage in the 2023 season. And most importantly, they want to be playing in February, not just January, in 2023. They've got a golden opportunity with a superstar young quarterback on a rookie deal, a head coach who knows what he's doing, is firing on all cylinders, an offense with a ton of talent, Calvin Ridley, Christian Kirk, Evan Ingram, Travis Etienne, Zay Jones, just to name a few. Obviously a talented offensive line, now losing Jawan Taylor, but you assume Walker Little can provide some sort of stability at that right tackle spot entering his third year in the NFL. So it'll be interesting to see how it all plays out over the next few days. But again, Jawan Taylor to the Chiefs, a big-time AFC rival for the Jacksonville Jaguars right now, stings a little bit, and he's going to be playing left tackle for the Chiefs. So that's going to be interesting to see how that plays out. You know, Jawan did a really good job in 2022 of taking that step in his career, becoming a consistent pass protector, a guy who you can really rely on the right side, and again, has not played left tackle in the NFL. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. Stay tuned for more. Again, Jawan Taylor to the Chiefs. Trey Herndon is expected to part from the Jaguars, which will, of course, further emphasize their need at nickel and just their need in general for more cornerback depth. And so we'll see how this continues to roll. I will be doing my best to provide y'all with some up-to-the-minute information here as quickly as we can. Appreciate y'all for tuning in. Hit me up on Twitter, at Jordan DeLugo. That's where you're going to find everything quickest. And, of course, hit that like and subscribe button here on YouTube. Thanks so much for your support, Duval. We'll talk to you soon.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.